welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. As promised, we're now going to call in to Grand Bahama to speak to the artists Claudette Dean, Laurie Tuchel, Paula Boyd Farrington, and Del Foxton. So we're first going to speak to Claudette Dean. Claudette, we've heard a little bit from Chantal about the show, about the meaning of yin and the essay. Can you tell us a little bit about your work and what we can all expect to see on Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my work is definitely all about yin because most of the pieces really sprang forth after a contemplation of that particular word, which... you've probably heard already, but it's the feminine, dark, receptive side of the yin-yang. And so the work sprang from that for me. And, of course, in the general conversation that's happening now as far as women go throughout the world, you know, it was also at the root of the work.
And your work's painting. For people that know the work, it's very, very often there's images of women. It's very spiritual, images of flora and fauna, but particularly flowers and things that sort of speak to the feminine, but also a certain kind of beauty and strength. So what can they see in these paintings? And were these paintings made specifically for the show, or were these things you were actually working on and that you found the themes just sort of fit into the show?
No, the pieces were really created especially for this show, and really the word yin kind of evoked, when I was considering the feminine and the receptive, the whole idea of Mother Nature, of the universal womb, and tying woman into nature and all of that. So I have female figures in the show that are really... some of them are actually part of nature, like part rock or part tree for sure, because they have streams of energy for hair sort of that kind of go upward like branches of a tree, just to demonstrate their connectivity and receptivity to source. And the nature comes from the idea of the universal womb and the feminine as gatekeeper to the manifest world, and also as guardian of the sacred.
That's so interesting, because Chantal also spoke to this idea of the womb and using the calabash in her work. So it's really interesting to see how all of you as different artists still are dealing with similar subject matter and finding a sort of connection through that.
Well, yeah, it's hard not to think of woman and her importance of the world when she is the vehicle through which life is given. You know, so the womb is, it's an important aspect of being a woman for sure. But, you know, I think that my figures are really, I would say, feminine rather than women, because there's not anything overtly woman, but they're definitely feminine. And like I say, they also mirror aspects of nature. So it's more the idea of Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. And underlying all of the work is some metal leaf. I've gone back to using metal leaf. So there's kind of a sparkle that happens underneath that hints at, you know, a different reality and really hope. And it gives a nice warmth to all of those paintings, I believe. There's a gold leaf underneath all of them except for the flowering trees. They're not those paintings are actually flowering trees of the Bahamas that I played on the word yin and called it Bahami Yin.
Bahami Yin.
Pui, Frangipani, Poinciana. So those are the three flowering trees. And
well, it's amazing, actually, that even then ties into our first guest, Jessica, and her flora. So it's extraordinary how all of these things are really working together, even artists not working on even the same show. So thank you so much for joining us, Claudette. If you'd like to turn us, who's going to be next on the mic? Since I can't see you, you're going to have to tell me who's coming up.
Okay, Paula Boyd Farrington.
Paula Boyd Farrington. We actually heard right before the break that very possibly the writer of the essay, who does not self-identify as a Canadian but is up there, Alina Sova, might be a Farrington. And guess what, Paula? I'm a Farrington too, so I guess that makes us all cousins.
Yes, Eileen Sova Farrington, yes.
So tell us a little bit about what any visitors to the show can see about your work on Friday night.
My work it also kind of ties back to Mother Nature, the Earth Goddess, was kind of at the inspiration for that. And I find that, you know, especially with the work and the brave movements that are going on in the world right now, it's like to hearken back to the Earth Goddess, you know, to, I think Eileen references in her article about the exhibit, she referenced a book called When God Was a Woman.
Yeah, by Merlin Stone, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And to just look at that archetype and the way that the feminine energy was honored, the sacredness of that, I just find, you know, to continue the good fight, and I'm especially kind of, you know, today is like voting day in America, so, you know, supporting and letting your voice be heard. I just find that nature, the Earth Goddess, just being able to, especially here in the Bahamas, just like when you're surrounded by so much beauty and, you know, I think I referenced in my statement, like the unapologetic teeming life. I mean, how much more of an inspiration for, you know, for continuing on with like truth and justice and elevating the divine feminine in all walks of life.
Absolutely. And also that power, right? So you think of you spoke to a time when women were leaders, and I'm thinking of people like Joan of Arc or Boadicea, these very strong women that also were associated with something more than nature. But again, nature has its powerful and even destructive side. So I think, you know, we forget, we tend to think of women only as nurturers, whereas this is incredible strength and force.
Exactly. There's a fierceness even in the gentleness. And I think that that is incredibly important to remember. And nature evokes all of that. There is a wildness. There is curiosity. There is like tender little tendrils of whimsy and curiosity that moves life forward. And even, you know, it's an ongoing conversation in itself. And I hope the work that I've done, you know, reflects that. There's joy in it, but there's amazement in it that just, to me, I never get tired of that, you know, and I like to mix up media. So this has got both, it's painted paper,
mm-hmm.
and then it's cut, the paper is cut and collages are made, and then it's covered with resin on wood panel.
Mm-hmm.
So I especially love, I'm so enamored of like, the shapes, the colors, the textures, you know.
In collage is an important, historically, collage has very often been used in kind of radical artwork because it's a way of taking something apart and then sort of putting it back together again. So I think it's quite interesting that, you know, we had works of yours in the last NE that was also sort of an accumulation of objects and collage. And I think it's very interesting to have, to think about that as well, about using that technique of collage as something that sort of deconstructs and reconstructs.
And there's layers, so many layers. I love,
mm-hmm.
love the layers. And there's so many layers to this conversation, too. And I think it's wonderful in honoring feminine energy. And in doing that, I think it also honors, you know, a kind of masculinity that is in true strength, not toxic, but in true strength. So I think it's just a beautiful, I hope that comes through that there's like a kind of an intuition that is part of nature that is also very mm-hmm. much a part of the divine feminine.
Wonderful.
That needs to be honored in this world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Time's up. Sorry, clock's ticking. But thank you so much, Paula Boyd Farrington. I'd love to hear from the next artist. We have Laurie Tuchel and Del Foxton left to share their work with us. So who's up next?
Okay. Hi there. It's Laurie.
It's Laurie. Hi, Laurie.
How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome to the Blank Canvas.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and so excited to be a part of this upcoming exhibit.
Yes, I think it's going to be really extraordinary. And I'm encouraging everyone listening to go to either the opening on Friday night or the artist walkthrough on Saturday, where you'll be able to meet all of these extraordinary women. So why don't you share a little bit with your work with us, what your work is speaking to, although I'm sure it's also about the universal feminine, but particularly to your practice and how that fits into your practice?
Right. I would love to do that. So I'm a painter, and my pieces, four of them, are of senior, older women taken from here, from Grand Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I started them maybe a couple of years ago because Chantel Bethel and I Pata Heritage Foundation, and we have done several projects here on the island where we have used art as a way to tell a local story. And what struck me about so many of the women we were interviewing is that, traditionally speaking, especially if you think about the male gaze to oil paintings, they were not typically beautiful or young or attractive. And yet when I looked at them, you know, their faces were such a roadmap to anybody's personal journey. And I just love that. And so I started with that, and then I moved on and was thinking about the contrast between when you see an older person and their lined face and what that means to them. And really, I was thinking about what that means to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also touched by the young women and how they are faceless. They're not formed. And, you know, unlike men who look at young girls and put them into categories, for me, it was about their joy of life. They weren't categorized yet. So for me, it's kind of like a female gazing at women.
Well, that's really interesting because we actually just rehung the permanent collection, as we do every year. And the show is called Hard Mouth. And that's always visible at the NAGB. But one of the rooms is specifically a sort of ode to women and how they've been portrayed in Bahamian art. And then in actually the last room, we did a series of older women with the headscarves and, you know, the very typical image that we think of. And we realized that all of those images that we have are all painted by men and had a very specific way of looking at the women, which wasn't, you know, necessarily negative, but it's a different gaze. So I find that very interesting that you really refer to that like women looking at women, and how does that look and how does that appear differently, and do we see differently than the male gaze at the woman?
Well, I'm so happy you said that, because I have thought about this from the beginning of learning to paint, and I only started 5 years ago. And I'm basically self-taught, so I just finished a painting and drawing course in Edinburgh this past June. And I always felt that so many of these celebrated paintings were from a male's point of view, which has its place. But as we all know now, there's so many women artists who have been lost or pushed out.
Yeah, well, I love that they're quote-unquote rediscovering Artemisia Gentileschi. That makes me laugh my head off. But anyhow.
Absolutely. Article.
You know, she's only been around for 400 years, but that's wonderful. Laurie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're all really excited to see those paintings. So let's turn the mic over to our final guest, the final of the fifth women taking part in this really wonderful exhibition at Hillside House entitled Yin, which will be opening on Friday night, this coming Friday. And that is Del Foxton. Del, welcome back to the Blank Canvas.
Thank you very much, Amanda. This is fun. This is very fun. And I'm, you know what, as artists, we work alone. And I talk to myself a lot. And so the opportunity to be able to talk and tell you exactly how I felt about this whole journey, it's amazing. It was very emotional for me. It started as, you know, as a group of women having dinner one night at Laurie's, and then Chantel the next morning sending us this email and saying, let's do this. And the conversation that it has allowed me and putting this all together with other women telling stories of you know, how they've moved forward and as you know, how art, like looking at art or looking at the pieces that I was working on and having them put their input into it,
mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely amazing. And it all, my pieces are all have tones of pink. I chose pink to sort of thread, weave everything together, because for me, pink, not only is it, you know, the little girl, but on top of that, it's compassion, it was love, it was empathy, and the color. And the very first piece, as a matter of fact, it's called My Long and Winding Road. Not only for the piece, but it was for me, and it was in pink. And what had happened, actually, talking about our what's going on at the National Gallery, my first piece that really put me on this path was for NE8.
NE8, I remember it, that hanging with all the discs and all the different colors.
Actually, no, this one was actually a lot. It was literally pink again. It was on pink paper with imprints of female cutouts. On top of
that one was layered
with actual young ladies, women cutouts.
Yep.
And then finally I put on top of it a pink curtain. And the idea was that I was addressing what is happening. It was Silent Shame, mm-hmm. and that was the name of the piece. Well, it didn't get accepted, but it has been in my gallery for these many years. And I think in March or April, whatever it was, a gentleman comes to my gallery and he looks at it and he says to me, "When did you do that?" And I said, I think it was 2008. And very quietly, the gentleman said, "Then and now." And what he was referring to was the Silent Shame,
mm-hmm.
another piece in the gallery called In Conversation. And In Conversation, with because of social media, because of the internet and the Me Too, there's a conversation going on, and the curtain has been lifted. And I immediately took it down, and I took off the curtain. I gently lifted off my cutouts, and I set them aside, and then I took the basic paper canvas, pulped it all over, and started again.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And what happened with it, though, I shared it with a lot of women, showed it to them, talked about it, and I was looking for a name. And when we were talking about it, our choir mistress, actually, she looked at it as I had placed them back on the canvas, and she said, I can't sing very well, but she said, "Long and winding road," and it took off. And that was, it moved from that long and winding road into something I called I Am Woman. I Am Woman, I love the Helen Reddy song. That,
sure, yep.
I know too much to go back and to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
That was a piece that then led into something called Letting Go, again, all in pink. And the Letting Go was that conversation has started. It's been let go. It's out there.
Yep.
And the piece is called Letting Go into Transformation. And it's a lot of discs around pink circles that I put together going onward and upward. And what happened, again, in conversation, a friend brought me this beautiful little butterfly. And for me, if there's anything that signifies transformation, it's the butterfly. And it makes me smile when I look at that piece. And then the final piece I put on, like I like to say it's me, but it's a form. I cut out a form, and it's in the, what would you call it, the traditional Buddha posture for meditation. And I'd like to think that it was me, but of course, I mean, it's very calm and very tranquil, and it has pink running through it. And when I meditate, I mean, my head is all over the...
Monkey mind, we call that. Right? When we're meditating, the monkey mind, it won't let you relax, won't let you forget.
You know what? The piece is called the universe is... The universe is within. And that's exactly what I was hoping to end up with, that, you know, we have the answers within. There are so many people who want to help and do something about it. And if we're quiet enough, maybe those answers will come and we'll find a way to, you know, to make our voice heard. Because, you know, and nobody knows this better than you, Amanda, but you know what? Doesn't art speak so? I can't tell you the conversations I've had.
Well, it certainly speaks very, very powerfully, but it speaks powerfully in a way that allows people to approach and listen.
We're hoping that, again, through our not only our opening on Friday night, but our artist talk on Saturday, you know, I'm just thrilled to be able to tell people instead of talk to myself in my workshop, but to tell them what my story is. And thank you. I appreciate
thank you, Del. I appreciate
for allowing us.
Oh, wonderful. Listen, it was so great. I'm just so sorry we couldn't have you in the studio all together to get that good energy, but it's wonderful to have you all on the show and to have you all coming to New Providence. I think it's a similar problem you've spoken to. I speak to a lot of artists, even here, even in New Providence, and there's a feeling of isolation and of speaking to oneself and not having... So again, that's something we really have to think as an institution about changing, is creating spaces where artists can come together and have that critical feedback and that discourse that you found with your group of friends and your group of colleagues.
That you have there at the National Gallery. I mean...
But we're trying.
It's a conversation going on, Amanda.
It sure is.
So much.
And it's wonderful to have you all part of it. So I want to thank you all for being on this
thank
evening.
So
Claudette, Lori, Paula, Del, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah.
So that was the group of artists from Grand Bahama. Don't forget that their show opens on Friday night at Hillside House, and you can meet them all on Saturday for the artist walkthrough. And then you could also meet another powerful, strong woman, Jessica Colebrook, who we spoke to in the first part of the show. And her show is only for one day at Hillside House. The tickets are $120, and that is to support the art community, to support the book, to support the artist. We all need that support, so we ask people always to come out, even if support isn't always monetary. Sometimes it's just showing up. And we ask people to come out, to engage, to dialogue, to listen to what artists have to say, and to be part of that exchange. So thank you so much for listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. You've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, and we thank you so much for listening. Good night, and have a great evening.